Will you hold the line when every one of them is giving up and giving in? Tell me, in this house of mine, nothing ever comes without a consequence or cost. Tell me, will the stars align? Will heaven step in? Will it save us from our sin? Will it? Cause this house of mine stands strong. That's the price you pay. Leave behind your heart and cast away. Just another product of today. Rather be the hunter than the prey. And you're standing on the edge face up cause you're a natural. I've been in heart of stone. You gotta be so cold to make it. Happening, looking through the glass, find the wrong within the past, knowing we are the youth. Caught us in the beast, out of world without the peace, face a bit of the truth.
Okay. Cindy, you were there on line 6. Somebody else called in and then called straight back up again. If you're having trouble with the lines calling in, we need to know that as well. So, two things to bear in mind, or maybe three, depending how big your capacity is at this hour of the day. I know it's late here in the UK and my capacity is not good at all. But first thing, let us know whether you prefer this time. Secondly, let us know if you're having trouble calling in, because that's a big one. And then, obviously, don't forget the PayPal buttons there on the show page for your donations to keep the shows going. Hopefully we'll get Cindy back. And I think the other number there, if I'm not mistaken, would have been Laurie. It did look like Laurie's number. It might not be, but we'll find out presently. Okay, in the meantime then, let's bring my guest online. And I must apologise and send our healing thoughts out there to Michael once again this evening, who is not feeling too well at all. So we've changed to the later time. We do have the wonderful Dina Jenkins joining me. And now, whether Dina can stay for 2 hours, I do not know. But we'll certainly give it a go. Right, so we might have to go after an hour, but we've got enough for an hour anyway. Okay, lovely. Dina.
Hi.
Thank you very,
I'm
very much.
I'm due till 11:30.
Oh, right, okay. Thank you very much for sitting in this evening. 11:30 then, ladies and gents, so that's like 90 minutes away, and we're ready to go. Okay. Donna.
Thank you, Ken. Hi, Dina. How are you?
Hi, Donna. Yeah, fine.
Hi. Oh,
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Love your accent. Great. Yeah. Nice voice. I wanted to know what's coming up for me. Pardon me?
I'm just going to see what's going to go on with you.
All right. Wonderful.
Okay. Okay. Donna, doing a lot of talking lately. This is like gossip talking, laughing, and not laughing. So it's some gossip, good gossip, some bad gossip going on around you.
No gossip.
She keeps coming back round.
Yeah, no gossip.
And having the gossip. All right.
Yeah,
well,
no, I haven't. I don't gossip.
Laughing is sometimes good. So it's
good
gossip.
Yeah, no, I only say good things. I don't talk behind people's back or say anything.
Hang on.
No.
All right. Perhaps I'm saying it wrong. Like, I get with the girls and we have a good gossip. You know, we go out and have a gossip like this, that, change the world, and put the world's right and stuff like that. You know, like, good gossip.
You're kind of going in and out a little bit, Dina. It's hard to hear you. It's kind of breaking up a little bit.
I'm hearing you okay.
Okay.
Right. Somebody keeps coming back in, going out your life, back in, friends, not friends, or relationship. Somebody keeps coming and going around you.
Coming and going. Okay. Could be my sister. I see her for a while, and then I don't see her, and then I see her.
Seeing someone, then seeing. Okay. I just get, right, we're going to talk relationships, Donna. Are you in a relationship at the moment?
No.
Are you, right, do you need a relationship? Do you want a relationship?
I would like to have the companionship and whatnot, yeah.
Right, because I've just got, try something that you haven't tried before or go somewhere where you've never gone before. Try new things, as in relationships. Companions, it's like do something new. So where'd you go to meet anybody? Because I've just got new, out with the old, in with the new, do new things, join new clubs, activities, and, you know, some do walk-in clubs, some do picture meals, and do something different.
Okay.
Do you do different things?
Right now I'm working, kind of taking care of the elderly. So I work from 8 a.m. till 2:00. And then in the evening, it's like, I don't really want to go out too much. I just kind of want to relax. But I was taking classes, but now the working interrupts the classes I was taking. And I just want to try to save
you're not
money
getting
so
out
I can go traveling.
To me.
Huh?
Right. That's right, but you need to make the effort to go out to, is there anything free round your way? Because
anything,
like,
what?
We have three things. We have free meetups at where
we have all
you
that.
Can go online.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So I think you need to go out a bit more and find out where you're at. Because we are going to talk about money.
Okay.
Money, money. It's all going to go good regards money. So it's saving money. It's money. Does your job bore you sometimes? Like, you're there for the money.
No, I like it. I like taking care of people. I really enjoy it. I really do. Yeah.
Because
I've
just got money there for this. So you have to do get the money. And it's, you know, like going round and round and round. Because I've just got feeling a bit broke card. I was like feeling a bit broke. So this is saving.
No,
you know,
it pays well. It pays well. And I like the people that I take care of. And it's companionship for me at the same time. And I get paid for it. So it's good.
All right, so that's kind of your social. Social then. Okay. Looking at expenditure, we're looking at the in and out stuff because I've just got coming in, where's it going, can you save some, and where's it going out? So it's like looking at bills and stuff like that. Have you been looking at your bills? Because I am looking at legalities.
Yeah, well, I've just gotten to the point where I paid off my credit card. And now I'm going to start saving.
Right.
So I'm going to have my sister hold on to the money because I'll spend it otherwise.
Oh, my sister's terrible with money, and I'm brilliant, and like it frits. There's some great stuff. There's some good. It's like well done stuff. But I want to say hobby. Do you do a hobby? Do you want to take up a hobby? I've just got hobby.
I meditate every day. That's like a hobby. You know, I do it for an hour every day, twice a day. And then I walk on the beach. And my hobby is I swim in a pool at the gym. I do that for an hour every day. And, read my book.
Dear.
Yeah.
Well, that's a hobby. There's a bit of a waiting game with you. So this is wait for things. Things will come, but timing's got a lot to do with it. And then you will have choices of two things, something you know and something you don't know. So you're going to have to look at choices, okay? So choices or choice. There's going to be two, and you have to between, you narrow it down to two, and then you're going to have to choose one of them. So it will get to, you're going to have to choose one of them. So it's going to get to choices. So you've got to look at your choices. I've just got planning. So, you know, like a 5-year plan, where do you want to, what do you want to do, where do you want to get to 5 years? You have to do some plans. So do some planning. Planning what you want. You know, it's kind of like things are like immediate, some things are like 2 or 3 years. But it's like make a list of your plans. And this is like learning. Learn what do you want to actually plan for yourself. I think you need to learn what you want. Where do you want to go? Donna, have you got a lovely grandmother figure in spirit?
I do. I have a grandmother and a mother in spirit.
Right. I thought it was your mom and your gran. Okay. Because I was going to say, this grandmother person is with somebody younger. They went to spirit young. So that would be your mother and your grandmother. Okay.
Yeah, my mother
found any
my mother passed at the age of 60. Yeah,
that's
like
young.
30 years ago. Yeah, that's young.
Anything under 75 is young. If they're over 75, 80s, 85, that's older, you know. So I just get your grandmother is with your mother. And there's going feathers. Have you found a feather recently?
No, but I'll start keeping my eyes open for one.
This is a lovely one. It's only like half an inch, and I'm just seeing it coming down. So it's going to come down, see it coming down. If it's not, you'll see it coming down in front of you. So look out for that. Okay. I've just got don't live in regrets, Donna. That's what they're saying. Don't live in regrets.
Oh, okay.
That's what they're shouting. In the past, I'm just going by spirit now. In the past, they're going, somebody lied to you. And I mean, like, big lies.
Yeah. Big lie, yeah.
They're saying, yeah. And they said, my arms are going now. So I don't know if you're feeling goosebumps. What they're saying is, you had time, but you had to move on. And they were there on from the left.
Yeah, I moved on from it. Yeah, it was painful. It gave me a lot of growth.
Yeah.
I felt the growth, and I moved on from it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they're saying. They moved you on. Okay.
Oh, very nice.
Is there anything you want to ask Donna?
Just, will I get married one day? Do you see that for me, Dana?
I'm just seeing a good relationship come in, only if you get out.
Okay, gotta do that.
I just think you're going to work, you're going home. I just think you kind of like need to get out more to meet people if you want the relationship. I've just got... what actually your mum and your grandmother saying is, what you've got around you, you've earned.
We're going to have to move on, Dina.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, don't forget, Donna, there's a mortgage. If ever you want to buy somewhere, you can get a mortgage.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dina. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Nice.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Donna. Okay. So if we're going to fit you all in, because we're only here for 90 minutes this evening, and we need to condense a little bit. So that was almost 17 minutes, that one. Karen.
Hi, Dina. It's Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen from Chicago. Okay, let's just see Joe. Okay. It's about a man, Karen, about a man. So I don't know if that's a relationship man or a man around you, but he is Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio.
Correct.
Water sign
exactly.
Man. Older.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Well, what I will tell you, Karen, is you need to hire your... to match, meet, talk, be your own person with this. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because you're not listening. You're not listening to people. So you're not listening to yourself, Karen. So I do think you've got to. Right. Does he frustrate you? Is he frustrating you?
Yes. Yes.
Right. So you need to look at that, because I do feel, Karen, because I... When I see a bottle of champagne and the cork go, and it's like you're building and blow up. So you don't need to blow up. You need to say as you go along. Otherwise, do the, because he might listen then. I think he's listening. So I just feel like, what's your star sign?
Oh, I'm an Aries.
Oh, right. Okay, so one week you live in your head and 1 week you live with your heart. I'm Aquarius, so I'm level. I'm like laid back, and I say as I go along. So you are going to blow up. So it will be da 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 da. So you are going to blow up, and you are going to, when you blow up. So I just think, do you blow up, Karen? It might get you somewhere, because you've got issues around it. There's some issues. Negative, positives. You've got to look at the negatives about him, the positives. You're talking to a friend. I just get a Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, a water sign friend about it. But you need to take a leap, Karen. You know, kind of like putting all your eggs in one basket. Are you doing that? So you need to be looking at it. But you certainly got to be looking at some issues you've got, Karen.
Yeah.
And I just feel frustrated. Okay. Is there anything you want to ask?
Yes. I wanted to know.
Right, I've got a frustration card.
Yes, I had sent him an email, and I never heard anything from him. I tried to reach out, and I didn't hear anything.
Did you get your air off in the email?
No. I was just very calm about it.
Oh, send another and get your air off then, Karen, because he needs to be told. So it's okay to get your air off. So send, you know, like, if you were to send this last email to this person, what would you want to say? And it's like, send your last email, and then that's it. So say what you want to say, because you are going to go off like a bottle of pop.
Oh, okay.
So you might as well send an email, send exactly facts and how it is and how you feel. And you'll feel much better just for sending it. Even if you don't hear back, you will feel better for sending it. Do you feel like you want to send it? Do you feel like you want to send one?
I sent this one out. Probably when I don't hear anything in a couple of days, I'll probably send it. I'll definitely probably send it.
Did you send a nice one?
Yes.
Right. So if you don't hear back in a few days, will you stew about it? Will you think, oh, because you are going to feel so frustrated and you're going to send it. So just remember, if you never heard from him again, what is it exactly what you want to say? Put it in the email.
Okay.
Wake him up. It's almost like, look, I'm going to wake you up. I'm going to say exactly how it is, how I see it, and what I want to say. You're an Aries. You can do it. Right. You can say exactly what you want to say. And then leave it, the ball in his court then. Does he want to answer? Does he want to communicate? And kind of like say something at the end, like, okay, something nice at the end. So you're leaving the door open, but you can say, that's how I feel. So do that, Donna. All right. Donna,
okay.
Karen, do it. Do it.
Okay.
Is there anything you want to ask? Anything else?
Yes. I'd like to find out if you see any type of projects or anything coming up for me. I have one in June. It came back to me, but I really don't want to work that. But I'm looking for something sooner than that.
Right. Regards that, I've just got, don't juggle it. Do it because it's well done. So go for what you want to do and it's going to be well done. So if you don't want to do one thing, go for another. But I've just got, yeah, well done you. So it's his rebirth of doing something. I just get well done.
Okay.
Well done you. Okay. But you are going to walk away from the guy. I've got to say that. And don't live in regrets. Do it. Okay.
Okay. Okay,
that's your reading, Karen.
Okay.
You got it, Karen. You can do it, Karen. You got it. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Right. That's Karen. I think what we're having trouble with Windows sounds. You know that they've come strangely back on again and playing a little bit of havoc with the audio there. Okay, so we have a gentleman here now, Matthew.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi. Do I ask a question?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Because, like, I could hear hi and you're, like, breaking up. Okay. No, Matthew, I'm just going to see what's going around you. Are you self-employed, Matthew?
No, I'm a student.
Do you want to be self-employed?
It would be.
Can you
better,
do something?
Yeah.
Right. Don't dismiss employment. Okay. Don't dismiss. So you will be self-employed. It's just getting there. So it's just doing it. Your life is going up you. So in one area your life is all right. One area isn't. So this is like a bit of a roller coaster ride. So some weeks is okay, some weeks isn't. This is kind of like a wake-up call for you. So something around your life is like a big wake-up call. Soulmates, are you actually with a soulmate? Or
you're asking if I'm with a soulmate?
Do you think you're with a soulmate, or do you want a soulmate?
So,
because I've just got... I've
There's
got
a complicated
choices,
situation.
Matthew, with...
Yeah. Sorry?
Right. Well, I'm going to say there's choices here as
yeah.
in relationships. So it's one you're with, one you're not with. So you've got to look at, are you with your soulmate? If you're not, there will be another soulmate coming along. If you are with your soulmate, you need to make choices. So it is about relationships, okay? Go on relationships. Okay. Matthew, do you know somebody who died like in their 20s or 30s? Age?
Yes, my uncle.
Right. Okay. Well, he's on your relationship link. So I've just got, oh, relationships. So he's coming into play. So I think you need to like talk to him. He's very much around you. Okay. Who's a left-handed person around you?
I don't know.
Left-handed. Someone around you. Look for the left. Mm-hmm. Look for the left-handed person because somebody is left-handed, and I do want to say family.
Oh. You mean like physical person? Yeah. Yeah. I have a friend who's left-handed. I hang out with. I don't know. Or my mom is also.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's your mum. Okay, so your uncle will be saying about your mum. So your mum's left-handed.
Mm.
When have you spoke to your mum in the last few weeks?
I called her on my Mother's Day.
Okay, so that's in the last couple of weeks. Okay. Matthew, I just got this is on and off. So something round you, somebody comes round, somebody goes, something's on and off around you. I just think... You need to not live in regrets and go for something. So if you want to go for it, if you don't live in regrets. You've tried it. You've done it. You know, like they say, I've got the T-shirt. It's a bit like that.
I missed the last part you cut out.
You know, when it says, I've got the T-shirt, I've gone for something that hasn't worked, I've tried it, I've got the T-shirt.
Okay.
Just say that over there. Okay. We say here, I've got the T-shirt. So, you know, I've got the T-shirt. Do you feel a bit depressed at the moment, Matthew?
Precisely about what we're talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm just depressed. We're on air, but I can say depressed, okay?
Right.
What I will tell you, Matthew, you've got to be your own person, stand your ground, and not give in, if that makes sense. Don't give in. Mm. So this is like being at halfway. So it's like stand your ground. So don't keel over like a little puppy dog. You need to stand your ground in what you're going through. Money, you've got to save money, Matthew. So you need to start saving. This is what you pay out, what you get in. You need to look at every money aspect. And I will tell you this, Matthew. You need to be your own person. They keep going, be your own person, be your own person. You need to be your own person. You know the song, Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the song?
I mean, not really, no.
Right. Just Google Whitney Houston,
yeah.
I Will Always Love You. Your mother and your grandmother singing it to you. So look at the words. Okay? Mm-hmm. So Google Whitney Houston. I will always love you. Do you want to ask a question? Is there something you want to ask, Matthew?
You talked about like I had to make a choice between whether I wanted to the current soulmate that like I'm having a like interesting situation with, or if I can move on. Can you just like I don't know.
Yeah.
Clarify that or something.
There's choices. You either know this is your soulmate and you have a go, you know, you put your all in. If not, there will be another soulmate. Matthew, who's got the initial S alive? S. You know, like Sarah. Sarah.
What?
Who's got the initial S? Who's got the initial S alive behind
you? That's probably the soulmate we're talking about. Potential.
Right. Okay. What's her first name?
Sandra.
Sandra. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, okay, because I thought, it sounded like Sarah. Okay. Sandra. Okay, we're going to do Sandra. So, is Sandra your soulmate? Okay. What's her star sign?
Mine is Sagittarius.
What's hers? What's Sandra?
Leo.
Okay. So, you're the more, between you two, Leo is the fun side. She's fun. You're the more serious. So, you'd be the more serious. You need to hire your energies, Matthew, to look at Sandra. This is strength to sort it out, but you've got to make a big decision about Sandra. And I think Sandra's got to make a big decision about you. So, when did you last cry about Sandra?
When did I last cry about her?
Yeah, feel upset, cry.
I've been very, emotional and, I don't know, just on my mind all the time. I mean, I haven't, seriously cried in at least months.
Emotional is upset, crying. You've got to make a big decision, and I just think you need to sit down with Sandra and talk. If you think she is your soulmate, the one and only, the one you want to spend the rest of your life with, you need to sit and communicate with Sandra, but you need to hire your vibration. I just feel you're keeling over a bit, so don't let Sandra take the control. Don't let Sandra manipulate. Stand your ground. Meet halfway. Does that answer your question? I just get, they're saying, don't chew on a bone. So I think your mom's saying, don't chew on a bone, which a bone takes a long time to chew. Don't chew over it too long. Okay. Emotionally, I'm a nice person. Why? You need to move on. You need to move on one way or the other about Sandra. Do you move together or do you move separate? You've got a big decision to make. You're just juggling it. You're just juggling the situation.
I would move towards her if my vibration was high enough to actually do it. But whenever I try, I never succeed because I just don't have that. You know, I always try to raise it, but I never succeed to raise it high enough to really not fail, be ridiculous. I don't know.
Matthew, you need to talk, okay? Because you're juggling too much. You need to sit Sandra down and say, this is how I feel, and does Sandra feel the same about you? If she doesn't, Matthew, you move on, because your mom and your grandmother are just shouting, SS, but you've got to see, is this the one? But you've got to be met halfway. So if Sandra doesn't feel you're the one, then you move on. You have got choices. And if it isn't Sandra, then bring someone else. But they are liking Sandra.
Yeah.
She's fun. You know what I mean? She's like, you don't know where you are with her, but she's fun. She's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's your reading.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just follow what I say.
Thank you, Matthew. Okay, and there's Matthew. Okay, there's one or two called off, but it is late in the day after all. It's 10:35 here in the UK. Oh, that's another one that's gone. I think it might be picking up the children from school or something. Can't stay any longer, I've got to go. Yeah. Can I just see people calling into psychic shows about 5 minutes before picking the kids up? Yeah, right. Okay. Christiana.
Hi.
Hi, this is Christiana.
Christiana. Okay. Christiana, what's going on around you? I will tell you. Okay. You're battling with your head and your heart, Christiana. Using your head. You're battling with your head and your heart. You're not using your head and you're not going with your heart. So you need time out. So you need time out to think about yourself. So whatever situations you're in, you've got to put yourself first. Nobody else. So you've got to think about yourself, Christine. You need to really stand your ground with people. Whoever's in your life, you need to stand your ground and have your say. But you have a lack of communication with somebody. So I don't know if you think somebody doesn't listen to you or they're not getting you, but you need to have your say. You need to stand your ground. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Have you a man in your life? I've just pulled up a man. Have you got a man in your life?
Yes, I do.
Right. Let's move on. Who around you says move on?
Move on? Oh,
yeah.
I have a friend of mine, a few friends that are telling me to move on from someone from my past.
Right. Well, they are telling you, there's two women that's telling you, move on, walk away. So they are telling you that, but, you know, anybody can say that. Oh, move on, it's easy to say. Well, it's not easy to move on. You need to find out some facts. You know, when you need to find out about somebody, delve, find out, look at. I just think there's some facts or looking at stuff that you need to do before you move on. So, you know, kind of like you need to be looking at something, what's happening, what's going around, and you need to be sitting down and talking to the person. So I just think you can't make your mind up until you sit down and talk to them or find out about them or find out something.
I'm unable to communicate with this person.
Right. Well,
she won't
communicate
with me.
Can you find out any other way? Because this is all emotional stuff. Can you find out any other way?
Not directly, no.
Well, indirectly, can you find out stuff?
I'm very intuitive. I might be able to pick up on some stuff like that.
Well, I think you need to use intuition then. So I think you need to find out, because I just think it's something that's gone and come back and gone and come back. And I just think you need to communicate and you need to ask. You need to ask about the person. So you really do need to find out. There's always ways that you can find out, because you are frustrated and you need to find out about the person.
True.
Christiana, where's the name David. I don't know if they're in spirit or alive, but I'm getting David around you.
I don't know. I just keep... What comes to mind is David from the Bible. I don't know.
Oh,
is this a different
David?
Are you very religious? But I do believe in God, and I started reading some scripture again.
Oh, well, that's the Bible then. So that's David in the Bible. Okay. Money. This is being okay for money. This is sorting money. This is you'll always be able to work. This is like looking at it. I have got Christina. Do not live in the past. Live in the now and the future. So I think you ought to live in the now and the future. So I don't know if you're doing past stuff or whatever, but I've just got live in the now. Live in the future. So I do think you ought to start thinking about future, Christine. Okay. Emotional stuff is so much going around you. You know, like feeling emotionally broken. I just feel you need to use intuition more. You need to... Have you got a good friend, a Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio woman around you? A water sign woman that you talk to? Because I've got, you've got
sure
a good friend.
I'm not sure if she's a water sign.
There's a good friend around
about,
you.
Does she have like shoulder length hair? Is that who?
Has she got dark hair?
Yes.
Right.
Shoulder
she's a good
length.
Friend. Yeah. I'm not seeing blonde, I'm seeing dark. She's a good friend. Christina, we're going to talk about job and money. So it's either changing jobs, thinking about what you can do, changes around money. You need to be looking at changes about money and job. Have you been thinking about changes?
Yes, I've been thinking about that. I need to be more conservative with money.
Right. So
and
you need
try
to be...
take care of my debt and stuff.
Right. Well, at the moment, talking now on air, your emotions are getting in the way of how you feel and how you think and how you live your life. There's too much emotions. I feel you need to take the emotions out and get a bit harder and not be so emotional.
Okay.
Emotions are getting to you. So do you feel like the emotions are getting to you?
Yes.
Well, you know, like you've got to look to future. So tomorrow, next month, this year is future. I think you need to look more to future. You
okay.
need to do a lot of talking to people, how you feel. Do you not say to people how you feel?
Yes and no. I mean, I can be very open, but at the same time, I can be very reserved and keep things to myself. So, in other words, I'm selective about what I share and don't share. So.
Right. I've just got be honest with everybody how you feel. I've got intuitive, so you are intuitive. If you meet someone and you think about them isn't quite right, you're right. If you like enjoy someone's company and get on with someone, you like intuitively like they're nice. I just think you need to do a lot of talking about money, wages, jobs. You need to like roll on and do a lot of talking about that. Is there anything
okay.
you want to ask? Is there anything you want to ask?
Yes. Am I communicating with spirits? Like, I can't quite figure out if I am or I'm not. I'm doubting it, but
Well, I've already...
I,
said, your intuitive is listen to your intuitions, talking to spirit. Talk to who do you want to communicate. My guides are my granddad, my best friend's son, and my great aunt. That's who I talk to. That's who I need to pull in if I need to ask. But yes, intuition, you've got it. You're intuitive. You need just to build on that. So is there any circles where you live?
Circles?
Development circles? I run a development circle once a month, non-profit, and we all, the 12, so we all sit here and we do tea leaf readings, cards, healing, sound readings, and we do tools.
I don't have a solid circle of people to meet with like that, no.
Is there anybody around you that does it?
I have a few friends that are into that sort of thing, that I could probably,
right.
You know,
well,
we could do something together, I'm sure.
Yes. Well, start your own. Put a CD on and meditate. On the internet, you've got what you can write out. Meditations you can write out. Someone sits there and does the meditation, talks you through it. But it is about grounding, opening up. Very intuitive.
Okay.
That's what they're saying. Okay. Christina, there's a dog in spirit around you. So did you have a family dog? A family
dog?
Yeah.
Choppers?
Well, there's a dog in spirit around you.
Oh, is it Choppers?
Is that your dog?
One of them, yes.
Right. Well, there's a dog because do you ever get goosebumps on your arms or legs?
Yes.
Right. That's your dog. That's people in spirit around you. I've just got you. Intuition, use it. Knowing, use it. Spiritual, look at it. It will just come to you.
Okay.
Just go on the internet and do meditations from the internet.
Okay.
All right. That's your reading. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Good. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Christiana. Okay, now then, we've only got Tanya who stayed. So it's like Thursday, isn't it? Thursday, yeah. It's midday for some of you there in the US, so you may be picking up children from school, just getting home from work. On the bus, I don't know, but okay. So we're gonna go with Tanya, and then I think after this one, Dina, we'll call it a day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, go. Tanya.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Hi.
Just wanted to know about career.
Okay. What's your first name?
I'm sorry?
What's your first name?
Tanya.
Tanya. Okay. Right. Okay. Well, as Ken was talking, I wrote the name down, Tony. Do you know a Tony?
No. Uh-uh.
Tony is Anthony. Do you know an Anthony?
No.
All right. Just remember the name, Anthony or Tony, because that's what I wrote down. Okay, I'm just going to see. About Korea. Okay. I'm just going to pull a couple of cards. Okay. So the first one out is, do I do the job that I do? Do I do it somewhere else? Do I do a different job? And I just got frustrations with your career. There's new people, new things to do, new people to meet, which will work out okay. So I just think if you want to talk careers, change careers, it's going to be okay. Because I've just got woo-woo. So it's going to be okay. So do you want to change careers, do what you do somewhere else? Whatever, it's going to be okay.
Okay.
Right. Tonya, I've just got wake up, smell the coffee. That's a saying. Wake up, smell the coffee. You can do, be wherever you want to be. And this is about talking to a man. He is an earth sign man, about jobs. So this is wanting to walk away from one job or walk away from somebody, but it's about walking away. May even be from a man. Okay. I've just got things is going to come out all right. You're frustrated, but things will turn out okay for you.
Okay.
You might have to walk. You might have to walk away from somebody. Things will turn out in your favour. Got what's the ideal job? Have you thought about changing before? Because I've just got it's coming round, it's gone round, it's coming round. So something's coming back round about jobs. I just think you have to take the bull by the horn and use your intuition. And what is it that you want to do, change? I've just got, you've got the answer, actually. So, Tonya, actually, you've got the answer as I'm saying it. You've actually got the answer what you want to do, what you want to change. So, career-wise, there's new people and new stuff. I just get go for new, go for new. So, if you want to go for anything new, it will be there. But timing, you know, like, is it the right time? It's to do with timing. I've just got, is it the right time? Shall I, shan't I? Is it the right time? Okay. Tonya, were you close? Like, I've just got a couple in spirit, like a nan and gran? Granny and granddad?
A granddad?
Were you close?
Said?
Yes. Like a nan and granddad in spirit.
A man, yes, but not so close to my grandfather.
Have you got a grandmother and grandfather in spirit?
I have a grandmother and a grandfather in spirit.
Right. That's looking in, because I've just got grandmother and grandfather. So they're the two. They are saying there's a bit of a waiting game for what you actually want, where you're actually going to get. You're a bit emotional at the moment, Tonya. So emotions come into effect about money. Do you feel a bit broke at the moment? Do you feel you need more money?
Yes.
Right, because I'm getting, like, they're going, broke, broke. So you feel a bit broke. So you need to look and make plans. So what's the plan? Planning changing careers, planning in doing your career somewhere else. You just need to plan it. There's choices for you about careers, choices of where you do careers, but do not look. What actually granddad's saying is, do not look at the negatives, only look at the positives. So, are you looking at changes positively? You know, like, I can be, do whatever I want to be. I just think you need to look at it a bit more positively.
Okay.
Are you looking at the positive side?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Right, because that's what your granddad is saying. Don't look at the negatives. Just look at the positive side. Okay, you always work. You'll always have a job. You'll always manage. Right. Are you actually in a relationship, Tonya?
No. Mm-mm.
Right, because I've just got relationships. So they're talking about your relationships. That you've had relationships that you're going to have. Okay. You had to move on from a relationship because it frustrated you and it was so emotional, they moved you on. So your last relationship, was it all emotional and like, and you had to move on?
Yeah, it was awful.
Who actually moved, Tonya? Because I've just got a move. So who actually moved?
Me.
Moved out the relationship, moved away. Okay. Because your granddad's going, move on. So emotional. And it was like, it's more or less, he was a bit of a, because I've just got bully. Was he a bully?
Somewhat, but yeah, it was a lot
did
of
he,
problems.
Right, okay. Did he manipulate you?
Yeah.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, because I've just got, oh my God, okay. I would have moved on and all. Okay, right. This is all about training, jobs. You need more money. You need to go for a higher paid job. It's all about money, what you're worth. What you're worth an hour, what you're worth a month, what you're worth a year. And so you need to be looking at that. So it's about what you're worth. Look at your worth. Okay. Is there anything you want to ask, Tonya?
Do you know when I am going to get the job?
Do you want a higher paid job than what you're on?
Well, I need a higher paying job. I'm not working right now, so I need a higher paying job. Like, I need some, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. From your last job, you need higher pay because I've just got higher. You need a higher pay. So I don't know what you're on your last job, but you need a higher paid job. You are. Don't dismiss self-employment, starting up a business. So you're more than capable of starting up a business. Have you thought about starting up a business?
Yes.
Do it, because self-employment, you know, oh, I'm thinking about self-employment. You need to move on that success is self-employment. Has a woman friend told you, have you talked to a woman friend about self-employment? And she said, yeah, do it.
No, I talked to a man about it. Contacted me, and because he was looking for people like me to rent out space for his building, and so he just reached out because I submitted my information, and he was, you know, giving me information about starting up my own business.
Right. I hope he's an Aries Sagittarius Leo, because that's the man I've got on the table, a fire sign man. Because I was going to say, here is an air sign woman, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, and there is a fire sign man, Aries, Sagi, Leo. This is good. You need to roll on, but you need to be looking, is this good? Is this negative? Is this positive? Who am I going to go with? Because work is there for you, there is a higher paid job than you will have. You need to be like, have your worth, but you got to watch out for a lawyer. So I don't know which one is a bullshit. So you need to be looking at, does someone tell lies? Are they bigging it up? You need to be looking at that. But you do need to higher your vibration, that you can do it. And you need to go in with prices. You know, kind of like, this is what I'm worth. And you need to think about yourself more. So, you know, like, take everyone out of the equation and think of yourself. Don't think of them. Think of yourself. So I do think you need to speak up and think of yourself. So, Tonya, it's about you. Not about them. It's about you and job. You can be self-employed. You can earn good money. But don't be put down. So do not be put down by anybody. And that's about work.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Tonya, do you know somebody died, and I'm going 40, 50. They were either in their 40s or 50s.
I'm sorry, say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Did somebody die, go to spirit, when they were 40 or in their 50s?
No, I can't think of anybody that died in their 40s or 50s.
Just remember that, because somebody's coming through and they're going 40s, 50s. So
okay.
They might have been close to 60, I don't know. But somebody's coming through and they're just putting their hand up saying hi. So think about that one.
Okay.
Okay. That's your reading, Tonya.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll just go for it and don't be hammered down on prices and put your price in.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Tonya. Well, Tonya's going to be our last call in because nobody else has called in. So I think, Dina, we're going to call it a night. And thank you very, very much for joining me. So we're going to play out then, ladies and gents. We've got a little piece of music that's about 55 seconds, which is just right.